share with you, first of all, from the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 5. Supporting scriptures this morning, Ephesians 4, 21 through 24, and 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 that you've already heard in your hearing. In the 21st chapter of Revelation, the Bible reads, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he would dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." Paul's writing to the Ephesians, beginning at verse 21, "If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Lastly, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning: getting rid of the old in exchange for the new. Getting rid of the old in exchange for the new. Lift up the name of Jesus in song, and to our musicians who are allowing God to use them as well. Where would we be if it wasn't for the power and the love of a loving God? God that blesses us despite ourselves, because the truth be told, even those of us that declare that we are saved, we have to pray every day. We have to trust and believe that God will see us through. And then we found out that just because you are a believer, it does not exempt you from going through the other things that goes on in the world. We have to go through sickness as well as pain, trouble as well as heartache, but God is still right there. The wonderful thing about being a believer that you know that you don't have to face it all by yourself. You got something to lean on. You got something to prop you up. You got something to sort of help you make it through the night, that where you may weep for a little while, but you know that joy is still going to come. And so I'm thankful that I belong to a God that loves us so much. And that same God that I speak of is the one that by his grace have allowed us to be here again to offer our praise and our worship, and to just to allow an opportunity to give God thanks. I know that there are those of you this morning that thank God not only on Sunday, but we ought to have a mind to thank God throughout the week. Every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Every day you can look around and find something to thank God for. If it's no more than the fact that if you realize that you are still alive, that's enough to say thank you. You realize that you are able to get up out of your bed one more time, that's enough to say thankful. If you've ever had a bad day, then it helps you to understand what a good day is really all about. So if you've never been down, then you don't know how good it feels to get back up. But once you get back up, you can tell your God thank you, because you know that he hasn't left you. He's still right there by our side. And I'm so glad this morning to see that there's so many of us still in the race of life, striving to be what the Lord God would have us to be. We must stay in the press and keep our eyes fixed on the prize. You got to have your mind made up where you want to go, because it is determined that you're going one place or the other. And the only way that you get to either one, you got to do something. You got to change some of your wicked ways. You got to change your mindset. You got to have a change of heart. Or if you want to go to the other place, you can keep on doing what you're doing. And I guarantee you, you'll get a one-way ticket. Because there's no return from that place. You can't cry, mama didn't tell me this. You can't cry, the preacher didn't tell me that. If you get there, then you are there. You are there for eternally. And you're going to be there. And I want to let you know that it's not going to be a good day. You're not going to be able to see the sunshine or be able to feel a cool breeze. You're just going to be in damnation for the rest of your existence. So as we stay in the press, as we continue to trust God, we thank God for being on one accord this morning, remembering that heaven is a place where we can go, but you cannot enter therein in the life or the body in which we are living in. The Bible declares that we must be changed from our corruptible mortal bodies to put on incorruption and immortal bodies so that we will be able to live with the Lord. The Bible declares that as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. So we must do whatever is necessary to walk by faith, knowing that if we walk by faith and not by sight, that we know that God will be somewhere in the midst. And we are saved, it's not by any merits of our own. You know how a lot of times you like to toot your own horn. You know, you like to let somebody know whose side you're on. Well, you don't have to get on the mountaintop and declare that you're saved. All you got to do is treat folk like you want to be treated. Let the light that's within you shine. You don't have to brag about what God has done. You can just say, the Lord God has blessed me. And I know that the same God that blessed me, he'll bless you. If there ever was a time that we need to sort of lift our brothers up, it's right now. For when our brothers and sisters are going through, if you know that God is a way maker, then you need to share that good news. If you know that you've been in a situation where you didn't know how you were going to come out and God worked that thing out to where you got out and everything is all right and God gave you a brand new beginning. God gave you another start. God gave you what we might call a second chance this morning. Anybody glad to have a second chance? I don't know about you, but there are some of us, we had a second chance, a second chance, a second chance, and still looking for another second chance. Because as we live, we do some things right and we do some things wrong. And it doesn't matter how holy you like to say out of your mouth, if you're living down on this side and you're still covered in the flesh, you got to watch yourself. Because sometimes you don't think the right thing. Sometimes you don't look at folk in the right manner. Sometimes you don't act like you really know God. We don't act sometimes out there like we act in here. See, we're going to love each other in here. We ought to love each other out there. If I'm going to hug you in here, I ought to be able to hug you on the outside. You know, that there are some folk that you ought to be able to speak to even if they don't like you. I love to speak to folk that I know that got a problem with me because I want them to know that I'm not going to let you pull me down to your level. You know how it is sometimes folk want you to act like they act. Because you're going to act crazy. That don't mean I got to be crazy. Somebody got to be the bigger person. Somebody got to learn sometimes how to walk away. Then there's sometimes you got to learn how to keep your mouth shut. Isn't it hard sometimes to keep your mouth shut? That little thing down in your mouth, it says that it's a burning fire full of deadly poison. So sometimes your mouth can do more trouble than any weapon that somebody could achieve of. I'm so glad to know that God is such a loving God, and God is a God that allowed us and loves us so much that he allowed his son to die in our stead for the remission of our sin, meaning that sin has no power over us. Even that last enemy, death has no power because of the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. And he is the same God this morning that is expecting us to be with him and to live with him forever. The God that created the heavens and the earth, the one that made us in his own image, and the one that made us from the dust of the ground and promised us that he would be our God and that he would do the things that needed to be done. And we realized that we would have been nothing but mere clay. But God decided that I'm going to make this a living soul. So he breathed into our nostrils his breath and we became living souls. And I'm so glad to be alive. But I realize that as I live, there's a possibility that I'm going to soon die. But the reason I say a possibility, because I don't know when God is going to come.
Because he may come before some of us die. So you got to be also ready. You got to be ready and know that you got your everything in order. And if you don't have it in order, this is a good time to get things in order. God said he would make all things new. There will be a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem. And it shall be our home because God himself said that I would dwell amongst them. The Bible teaches us that when the book of life is open, that we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, judged according to our works. So now when God judges you, he's not going to judge you on he say, she say. He's not going to be a worried about what they said over there. But what God is going to do is look in the book of life. And as he look in the book, everything that you thought, everything that you said, everything that you've done has been recorded in that book. So you got to trust that God is going to still be right there. And so I'm so grateful to be a part of God. I'm so glad that he made us who we are. And if God was to come today, what would your verdict be? As a family or as a group, we got to understand that it's not so much what we going to do, but what are you going to do? Because it's not going to be the whole group of us standing before the judgment seat of Christ. It's not going to be you and mom and them. It's not going to be you and the body of Christ. It's going to be you all by yourself. And so ain't no need to look around and see if you can get some help because can't nobody help you. Ain't no need of saying that if they had a told me this, you better open up your ears and hear while you have an opportunity to hear. And then after you hear the word of God, the Bible declares that you must be a doer of the word as well as a hearer. You know how it is, we hear what we want to hear. And then a lot of us, we have a mindset to where, oh, he's not saying that about me. He's talking about that brother over there, or he's talking about that sister. That does not apply to me. But the word of God applies to all of us. When the Bible declared that all unrighteousness is sin, then that means your little things that you do is as bad as the big things. You got to know how to put yourself in check. And it would be a good thing if we would get our priorities in order. For the Bible declares, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things shall be added. What we try to do is get all the other things, and then when those things don't work out like we want them to work out, then here we go, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Got to take time to thank God while you have a chance, because there's one thing about it. As you stand alone before God, the Bible says in Revelation 6 and 17, for the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? If you don't know that you're going to be able to stand, if there's any doubt in your mind, if there's any wavering in your faith walk, then you need to get a little closer walk with Jesus. If you are not convinced by now that God is your keeper, that God is your savior, and the only reason that you are saved is because of the power of God, then it's time for you to take a self-examination. Look at who you really are and make a decision as to where you want to spend eternity. As I said in the outset, you're going either one place or the other. And the question is this morning, are you ready to meet your maker? Are you ready for Jehovah's return? Or are you going to be one of those that realize that I done wasted a whole lot of time? As I began to pray and put this message together, it took me back to our revival where the man of God asked us, who are we going to call on? And I found out that he told us that there would be three important things that we need to do. And I thank God that that stayed with me, because he said, purge ourselves, that we got to get rid of all the mess and all the obstacles and everything that hinders our progress. And after we purge ourselves, then we got to make preparations for the things that are going to come. And most importantly, as we make preparations, you can't prepare for anything unless you go to God in prayer. Now he didn't get all the way into the prayer part of it, but that was the last thing that he said we needed to do, was have a praying spirit. So all you got to do is continue to talk and to communicate with your God. You got to know that God will do what needs to be done in your life. As we talked about how God blesses us and keeps us, I wonder, are we willing to allow ourselves to be purged so we can get rid of some of the old stuff? Anybody got some old stuff you need to get rid of? You can't put no new in if you got too much old stuff in the way. You can't have a better attitude if your nasty attitude is always in the way. So that's why the Bible declares that you got to lay aside every weight and every sin which so easily beset you. Those things that we talked about last week that hinder you from running full force. Those things that are not allowing you to run the race of life with all the speed and all the mind that you have. You got to learn how to get rid of some of the old stuff. You know how it is sometimes. You've been sitting on that sofa for a long time and you've been thinking and looking at some new furniture, but you can't get no new furniture until you get rid of the old stuff. Then somebody got some attachment to the old stuff, and then some of us are just a little tight. We say, I'm going to hold on to these dollars just a little while longer. Well, the one thing that you got to understand, that when you get rid of the old stuff and you get that new stuff, after a while, that new stuff is going to become old too. I want to tell you about somebody that never will get old. I want to tell you about something that I always keep you keeping on and keep you feeling good about yourself. It's not about the material thing that you surround yourself with. But you got to get rid of some of that old stuff. Sometimes you got to get rid of some of those old so-called friends. You want to get closer to God, get rid of some of those folk that always got a negative attitude. Those folk that are always talking about other folk don't never have anything good to say about nobody. You know how they used to say you got to watch the dog to bring the bone? That one that bring the bone is a troublemaker. That's the one that's trying to cause all of the stirs and get everybody all riled up. But when you recognize the enemy, you got to learn how to resist the devil. If you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. But if you feed into what the devil is trying to get you to do, he'll make you to say some word that didn't come out of the Sunday school book. Am I talking to anybody in here that need to realize that you got to get rid of some of your old ways, some of the old things that have been going on in your life? You got to let the old man go. You got to let those things that are rebellious against God, those things that keep you away from God, you got to get those things out of your life. Bible declares, as we look here in the word of God, Paul says to the Ephesians, he said, this I say therefore, and I testify of the Lord, that you henceforth not walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. In other words, don't just hang with folk that don't know where they're going. If you're walking with a loser, then you're going to eventually be a loser. You're walking with somebody that's a cutthroat, then you might turn out to be a cutthroat. So sometimes you got to learn how to let some folk go. You ever seen some of them folk that say it don't take all of that because you are loving God and you're trying to do the best that you know how to do it. You go to church, so because they don't want to go to church, they try to hinder you from going. You better let them folk go. They'll have you right there in hell with them. Because if they don't have their mind on Jesus, if they don't have a mindset that they're going to make any changes in their life, you got to let some of those things go. Bible says, having the understanding dark and being alienated from the life of God through ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Now, this comes from the word of God, and you can check it if you want to. If there's some things that are in your mind, if you're dealing with some ignorant folk can't hear sound doctrine. And not that they don't hear it with their ear, but they won't hear it with their heart because they don't want that stuff. You know how some folks say, I don't want all of that. But every now and again, I thank God that God has the power that even when you don't want to move, God can make you move. I remember Sister Verdi used to sing a song, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Hallelujah. She sang that song one night on the bus, and we just went to shouting on the bus. You don't have to be in the church house to give God a praise. Anybody know how to praise God in your own house? And you don't have to be a jumper to praise God. You can just be a worshiper. You can just be one of those that just give God your thanks with that big smile on your face. Everybody not going to jump around, but there's somebody their heart is just jumping right now. I feel good in my heart right now because I know what you're talking about. I know that God has gave me a sweet spirit, and that spirit belongs to the power of a loving God. If so, be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus the Christ. Paul says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. So flesh will allow or will make you get into a bad situation. So you got to learn how to put some of the old things out the way and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It got to start somewhere. And sometimes all it takes is just for you to see. As she sang the song, you don't know how blessed you are. All you have to do sometimes is just see somebody that's in a real bad condition. And you look at yourself and realize how blessed you really are. And that'll make you appreciate every day that you have above ground. See, I thank God because he gives you the power to renew your mind. In other words, you will look at things different. You will think about things in a different manner. Then he says, as you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, Paul knew that he dealt with some folk that weren't always truthful. So some of the problem with the old man was that he lied too much. Bible said, wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor. We are members one of another. Then Paul says, be ye angry, but sin not. Sometimes you can get so mad, you want to smack somebody upside the head. But God can hold you into a place and remind you that that's not the Christian way. God can remind you that I'll fight your battle for you. You don't have to knock them out. I'll let them knock themselves out. You ever seen anybody dig a hole for you and found out that that hole was for them all the time? God has a way of letting you know that I can walk blind and you can have a hole right there, but God will let me make a detour. And I slide off to the side and ease on around that obstacle and know that everything is still going to be all right. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. All you got to do is trust the power of a loving God. You see, when you put off the old man that is being controlled by sin, take away the old character and let your human spirit be controlled by the power of a loving God, then God will do those things that need to be done in your life. You realize this morning that every believer is not a perfect person. Any believer is not a perfect person. But once you become a believer, you ought to act different. You ought to think different. You ought to do things in a different manner. The Bible tells us here this morning that for we must all appear before the judgment seat of God. And every man shall receive of everything that he has done in his body, according to whether he had done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So now, if God is blessing you, God blesses the just as well as the unjust. So just don't think because you declare to be saved and a believer that you're the only one that God is blessing this morning. Anybody realize back when you were that old man or that old woman, you didn't recognize where your blessings were coming from. But God was blessing you all the time. That individual said, I got by, I was lucky, and I could have lost my life. You weren't lucky, you were just blessed by the best. Anybody ever been in a car accident? And they said that, you know, they totally lost the car, but I came out without a scratch. That's nothing but the love and the power of a loving God. I don't have anything to boast about this morning, but I got a lot to be thankful for because of the power of a loving God. Anybody know that God will be right there by your side? In order for God to be there, you got to let God be God. For the love of Christ constrained us because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. See, Jesus died for each and every one of our sins. And I'm not worried about that individual that don't have a heaven or a hell to carry me to. Stop worrying about that one that always got their jaw full of wind, always got trouble on their mind. But you better trust the power of a loving God. You got to know that God died for you. Not only did he die for you, but I thank my God that he got up on the third day. When he got up, he had all power in his hand. And I don't know about you, but I thank God this morning for being a God that I can always depend on. For the Bible declared, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Though we know Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. If you want to get rid of the old, then you better put something new down on the inside. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody want to get rid of your old ways? Then you better become a new creature. And once you become a new creature, then all things are become new. I look at my hand and my hand look new. I realize that I belong to the power of a loving God. Am I talking to anybody in here that have made any changes in your life? Anybody glad this morning that I'm not what I used to be? I thank God I don't think like I used to think. I thank God I don't act like I used to act. I put away the old man. Sometimes you got to realize that God is right there by your side. But I just stopped by to tell somebody that I love the power of a loving God. And because I love God, I'm going to give God my all in all. I thank God for the Apostle John, the one that wrote down in the book of Revelation. He said, I am the child of a mighty king, and I serve a mighty God. And God told me one day when I was out on the Isle of Patmos that I got to write down what he's writing in the book. I want to let you know that he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want to let you know that he'll wash away all of your sins. He's going to wash them away by his blood. And I want to let you know that the power of God, they shall make him king and priest unto God. Behold, he cometh with a cloud, and every eye shall see him. And we must pierce him that all shall know that he is the power of a loving God. John said, I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the first and the last. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I want to thank God for Brother John for being obedient to the word of God. And God said, whatever I tell you to say, first of all, write it down in the book. I don't want you to forget anything, because everything is very important. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that God want to get rid of the old stuff, and he want to exchange it for some new stuff. Anybody need some new stuff? Well, I got some new stuff this morning that came from an old Bible. Been here over 2,000 years, and I want to let somebody know this morning that when I think about the new stuff, I think about the power of my God. I think about what the Lord God has done in my life. When I was a wretch undone, the Lord reached down and pulled me up out of my mess, and I want to thank God this morning that if it had not been for the Lord, am I talking to anybody in here that know that God is on your side? When the enemy thought that he had you, the devil thought he had his thumb on you, but you looked up to the hill and called on the Lord God for help, and God said, I hear your humble cry, I'm going to come to your rescue. And I stopped by to tell somebody that when you exchange the old and get ready for something new, the Bible declares, I saw a new heaven. I saw a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth will pass away. And when the new heaven comes down, there'll be no more sea. See, I love to go to the ocean. I love to see all of the water. But when God comes down with the new Jerusalem, there will be no more water. I don't have to worry about the ocean. Won't even be on my mind, because I'm going to get rid of the old and I'm going to exchange it for the new. I'm going to get ready for the bride. I'm going to get ready for the bride, for he's coming down adorned as a bride for his husband. I heard a great voice of heaven say, behold, the heaven of God is with men. The tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and he will be their God. And I know that God is with us, but I'm looking for that great day when I don't have to go to the heavens, but God's going to bring heaven down to us. And when he bring it down, he's going to realize that I've been going through. But I'm so glad that it's all right to cry. Because he said, I'll wipe all the tears from your eyes. You can cry if you have to cry. but cry with expectation that you won't have to cry no more. Because when I get there, there'll be no more death, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more anguish, no more worry. Every day, oh God, every day will be a sunny day. And I want to thank my God. I want to thank my God that he who sits on the throne, he said, behold, I'll make all things new. I'm going to get rid of the old stuff. We won't be coming in Faust Chapel. We won't be going down the First Baptist. We won't be going up to Union Baptist. But there'll be new Jerusalem. And when God bring it down, everything is going to be all right. Do you want to get rid of the old? Do you want to get rid of the old? Am I talking to anybody in here? Somebody ought to say, yeah. Somebody ought to say, yeah. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. How many of you love the Lord? How many of you come to praise him? How many come to give him glory? How many can tell God, I thank you for this day's journey? I'm going to get rid of the old and exchange it for the new. New heaven. A new earth. A new opportunity to walk in the light of God. Oh God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so glad that I got Jesus. And my Jesus said, I'm coming again. And I'm going to receive you unto myself, to where I am. But when New Jerusalem get here, God is going to be amongst us. He's going to be our God, and we're going to be his people. And we ought to be thankful that we shed it off, the scales and the old mess, all the malice and all the mistrust, all the hatred, all the prejudiceness, all of those things that gets between you and your God. God said, take off the old man. When I take off the old man and I become a new man in Christ Jesus, then let me say this and I'm finished. After becoming the new man, that's when the enemy really gets mad. And he's going to give you a stump in the stomach and you might bend over. But God going to say, you thought you had some. I thought you could hit somebody. I'm going to get right back up and say, here I am again. Because the God I serve tell me to keep on keeping on. He says, stand. Even when they don't want you to stand, stand. Stand having the power of God. In order to be able to stand. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Somebody got to put on some armor this morning. Anybody got any armor on this morning? Anybody ready to fight the enemy? If you want to go and fight, you got to vote, but you better fight with the cause of Christ, knowing that God will do. God has done. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he will continue to do what needs to be done in your life. I got rid of the old, and I exchanged it for some new stuff. And that new stuff works. I tell you, it works. It'll make you feel better about yourself. It'll keep you encouraged. It'll make you know that it's all right to cry. Ha! It's all right to jump. And when I stop jumping and sit down, I got to know that God is pleased with the service that I've given. Hallelujah. 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 Get rid of your old self. And let God bring you something brand new.